Tigers and Twins opening up a three-game set. Great pitching between Matthew Boyd and Hector Santiago. Here's Boyd in the second facing Chris Giménez.
No score in the second, two outs. And the 3-2 got him. Strike three swinging off speed, a slider from Boyd.
And a pitch hit in the air left field fairly well. Rosario back, gone. A line drive laser, and I believe that might have hit right off the top of the fence. But it was hit so hard, no chance for Rosario to get back there and jump up. So a McCants two-run homer. Tigers lead 2-0. One ball, one strike, two down, bases empty. There's a little jam shot. That's going to land for a base hit. Twins get their first hit.
So that was in. McCann, we'll see where he sets up. He wants it away. The 2-2 ground ball to short should be two. Machado, Kinsler for one. The relay on to first, double play. Kepler swings and pops it up. On the infield, Castellanos in, charging up the line. He's got it, and the Tigers hang on.
The Tigers hang on for the win. Boyd fires six scoreless frames. He strikes out six, allows just the one hit. The Tigers bullpen came into the game with a 7.58 ERA. They allowed just one run over three innings in this one. Hector Santiago was very good in defeat for Minnesota. Six and a third innings, three hits, two earned runs. He walked one and struck out one. His manager, Paul Molitor, talked about a tough loss to the division rival Tigers.
It was tough. I mean, both sides, you know, a well-pitched game. Boyd and Hector hooking up, and you know, they finally took advantage. They got the hit batsman on the breaking ball, and after an out, you know, I think he misses location on the pitch to McCann, and you know, two run homer. So we just didn't have a lot of opportunities. You know, he shut us down pretty well. We didn't adjust, I didn't think, particularly well in terms of I got a lot of outs on off speed, and you know, between his changeup and his breaking ball, he mixed in some fastballs, but he got a lot of outs on his off speed. But we battled, I thought, fairly well. We just didn't have a lot of good swings throughout the course of the day. We still had a chance there at the end, both in the seventh and the ninth, and we just couldn't get that last hit.
It's back-to-back solid outings for Santiago after he allowed a run over five innings in his first start. He talked about his impressive start to the season.
I hit my pitch to Upton. First pitch fastball, stay in the middle. And then the next pitch after the home run, I think I did everything I wanted to today. You know, I'm mixing in pitches, throwing away, throwing in a good mix. I mean, obviously I was in the zone, pitching out was low. You know, just make one mistake and the other guy was a little better today.
What was the mistake to McCann, or what would you like to read?
You know, yeah, I mean, execute better. I mean, if you get it in there, you probably rush him off. He might not swing. Or maybe a different pitch. But I think just overall, just missing in the middle of the plate was the problem on that first pitch right there. He was aggressive. You know, I think they all were today. Just wound up leaving one right in the middle of the plate.
And when you're working the way you were so efficient, you're getting a lot of outs. Does that help your rhythm in a day like today?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, your arm slot stays the same. You're just repeating pitches. You know, you're in that same slot, and then fastball's coming, same spot as a changeup. Changeup's curveball's coming, same spot as a changeup. So just the momentum just keep going. Those guys are swinging, they're aggressive. And, I mean, it gets you just to be more aggressive and just, you know, they're going to swing. So you just get some good chase pitches and some soft contact. And today that was the overall plan. That's what happened, except for that one pitch.
And with 84 pitches, were you surprised to be coming out right then? Or
you know, related? Yeah, I think it was McCann related, you know, just – you know, he's had some damage in the past. Same thing, miss some pitches to him. Try to keep it right there, get a righty in. I mean, I would like to be out there. You know, that's why you try to keep that pitch count low and get seventh, eighth inning. I mean, going off right there, my plan was to go back out for the eighth. You know, going out in the seventh, made some good pitches, got the ground ball. You know, that error probably was decision-making. If we get that out right there, I'm probably facing McCann and hopefully going out for the eighth inning.
Your hand okay?
Yeah, good. I mean, at first I just wanted to throw some just because you know, it hit me in the palm, so I want to make sure the fail was there. It didn't hit me in the fingers. That was a good thing. You know, usually when you get hit in the fingers, those things swell up and that fail for the ball. But caught me right square in the palm and fell in the glove. I just threw two just to be secure that it was all right. I forgot about that, honestly.
Yeah, just to let Cabrera see your stuff.
Yeah, here you go. You know, show him that and then mix it up. I mean, he was mad at me today. Every time he came out to play first, he's like, what happened? No pitches in? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm just missing, you know, but I did a good job of making it.
The series continues on Wednesday at 1:10 Eastern time. Kyle Gibson will get the ball for the Twins, coming off a no decision in his first start of the year. 2016 AL Rookie of the Year, Michael Fulmer, throws for the Tigers.